And then after he's done, he just leaves her alone.
How's that different than anybody else's sex?
That's not a panda fact. That's just a fact.
I'm sorry, but I mean, just they close their eyes and get it done with.
No, I think Two Live Crew made a song about that. Face down, ass up.
That's the way pandas fuck.
That's the way pandas fuck.
Oh my gosh.
Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the DL Gaming Podcast. We are coming to you once again from my place with Chad, Chi, and Emilio.
Hey.
Hola.
I think it's official. This is a new podcast studio.
And that's Bobby. My only concern is once alcohol comes back into play, we got to end up figuring out a way to get home, but we can just Uber or something.
How's it storing all the equipment here, Bobby?
Not that bad, actually. I was able to
put everything in his empty fridge.
Yeah, I could. Nothing
else in there. Bobby literally only has Rockstar. It's not a joke. There's only Rockstars in his fridge. That's it.
And old ice.
And
old
everything. Ice. And even his ice is rotting, apparently.
Yeah. No, I don't keep ice because I never use it. Yeah.
Bobby, don't you think like your Rockstar would be better with ice, like on the rocks?
No.
Rockstar
no.
on the rocks?
Water it down. Then you have to pee more. I mean, I got to pee like maybe 2 times. Per can, so add ice on that, you may be bumping it up to 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
He's thought
about this a lot.
Mm-hmm. He's like,
crunch the numbers.
Cool.
All right. So let's see. Comic-Con has come and gone. That is all over with. We got TwitchCon coming up, which should be pretty exciting.
But yeah. She and Sam are going for sure. Oh, and so is Chad.
Yep. And I'm going with a buddy and his buddy. We're going just Saturday, though. So.
If I go there, what am I expecting to see? Obviously, famous Twitchers. Streamers.
It's a lot of, like, I've heard it's a lot of, like, panels and stuff, and more of also people designed for people that want to get bigger in Twitch, like different, you know.
Like workshops and
workshops
stuff.
Like that.
From what I understand, too, it's also where streamers pretend to like other streamers for a day. So that might be a fun sight to see.
Yep.
Cool.
And I will be leaving this Wednesday for QuakeCon. So.
Oh, yeah, that's Woo-hoo. Right.
That'll be exciting.
With your Mac laptop.
Yeah. Oh, no, they got a computer out there for me. It's nothing fancy, but it beats a Mac laptop. But I'll be talking about that plenty next week because I'm going to be gone most of the week with that.
That's cool. I'm excited for you.
Yeah. Wait, so are you going to be on the next podcast?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming back early Sunday morning, so that should give us enough time.
Cool.
And we didn't get shirts made, so he doesn't have a shirt and or one to give to Lab.
I think you said a large was okay.
You're meeting up with Lab, right?
Is it Lab?
Yeah, okay. Cool.
All right. So we've got Chad. You put together.
I did
something for us.
So I did what we meant this episode, but they're really short. It was a real half-assed job on my part. So one, I apologize. Two, this now that we have 4 people on the podcast, that's now then 8 pieces of audio that have to go.
So, oh man!
No, I did it for your guys' and the listeners' benefit. I took the same 3 minutes of time I normally give myself, and I tried to put 4 people in it, so everybody only has 45 seconds instead of a minute. So, so what we meant, basically, piece of audio from last episode, and then I run it through the system, and it spits out what that person actually was trying to say. So we're going to start off with Bobby. This is what Bobby said last week, hopefully.
I can't tell if I'm just no good with those controllers anymore, or if they're a little stiff and made a little awkwardly, or there's some lag through the Bluetooth, but I'm having a tough time adjusting.
Yep. So that was him talking about the 8-bit dough. What was it? Super Nintendo controller for his mobile
Bluetooth mobile Super Nintendo controller.
I already knew he was lying.
Yeah, you could tell. Yeah. So here's what Bobby actually meant.
I don't understand it. Bad at games. Is this what it feels like to be Chad or Emilio? I don't like it one bit. I guess it is time to neglect my girlfriend again so I can play this bitch 24/7 until I am the fucking master. Getting laid? Nah. Wrecking noobs is where the real joy of life comes from.
Okay. Nice. So that's Bobby. And then, so for myself, I was actually talking about my mouse last week and how I got a new mouse. So this is what I said last week. Last week, or maybe the week before, because I've been on vacation. The mouse just started creeping. I'm getting mouse creep. Just ridiculous. I went to different surfaces. I tried unplugging and replugging. I tried updating the software.
Oh, you did?
I did all the drivers. I installed new drivers, and I was still getting mouse creep. Is there any way to solve that? All right, so that's me obviously talking about how shitty my mouse was.
He guaranteed didn't do any of that.
So here's what I actually said.
So, apparently throwing your mouse multiple times against the wall is bad for the mouse. My mouse had been thrown more than a pokeball. Oh, fucking bad aim, I choose you. My mouse was beat up worse than Christy Mack. My walls look like the inside of a recording studio. So, hopefully this new mouse is sturdier, if nothing else. Do they make mice in titanium?
All right.
Titanium.
So apparently,
I was laughing at that one.
Apparently robot's half British or something like that. All right, so next up we got Emilio. And Emilio was talking a little bit about Evolve last week and how he would change the game to make the game better. So this is Bob Emilio.
What this game needs to do, I think, to save it, and this one, they're not going to listen to us, but the entire game needs to be a boss fight. And just give him tons and tons of health. And then, I don't know, he heals up by eating creatures during the fight. It should be all fighting.
All right, so that's what Emilio thinks should happen.
I stand by that.
Yeah.
And here's what he actually meant.
You know what Mario Brothers needed? To be in first person. And guns. And Gran Turismo would have been way better if they had removed the cars and had you play chess instead. And Overwatch is cool, but they should make it turn-based. Man, am I good at designing games. If you want more of my awesome game ideas, hit me up at emilio@dlgaming.net.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
All right, so that was Emilio.
That was a good one.
Last one up is Chi. I don't think I've ever done a Chi.
I know, I'm kind of nervous. Did you at least change it to female speech to text?
So Chi was talking about her phone and what occasionally can happen to her phone last week. So this is what she said.
Oh, no. And when girls go to the bathroom, they pull their pants down right when they're like positioned over the toilet. So when I pull my pants down, my pants would hit the toilet rim.
Oh.
And it would pop my cell phone out of the back pocket and it would land it in the toilet.
All right, so that's what she said last week about her phone. This is what she actually meant to say about her phone. Assuming Bobby gets this all up.
One second, I still close the window. All right, what she actually said.
Yeah. I've dropped my phone. Oh, error. My bad. One sec. Here we go.
Wait for it. Ah, there we are. I've dropped my phone in the toilet so many times, and it is the same thing every time. I pull out my phone to waste some time when the porn immediately starts playing. And it's that one video with the two Peruvians guys just going ham on each other, and mariachi music is playing in the background. And there is a monkey sitting on a donkey, but for some reason the monkey is in a full gimp outfit. At the point I'm trying frantically to turn it off, but somehow I hit the volume up button, and so I just bite the piece of crap iPhone into the shit water hoping to drown out the butt sex.
that's actually what she meant. So that's last week's episode for what we meant. Maybe next week we'll go back to interviews or something.
Has that ever happened to anybody where they actually go to like Google something on their phone and there's porn on there?
Yeah. I've had a buddy that happened to him at work.
I've never looked up porn on my phone. I don't understand.
I just feel like porn cell phones is the only way to go now because it's...
Yeah, really? You're already in bed.
It seems like such an awkward place for it.
No, I feel like you're less prone to viruses.
Bobby's a lefty or
something.
There's obviously a reason.
I don't know. Bobby probably beats off the vintage porn on like 8mm. 8mm. You can't get off with that tick, 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 tick.
It's on the reel to reel.
Yeah.
All right, so we got something from the corrections department from last week.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so in reviewing last week's episode, we mentioned a couple things that were incorrect. First up, we talked about lemmings, and Amelia and I both thought it was actually a British thing that caused the, what is it called, the rumor? Sure. It's more than a rumor. It's kind of the cliche that lemmings killed.
Yeah, they have a word for that, where things are just accepted as truth because they've been, they're false, but they're accepted as truth just because they've been, they're part of like the common knowledge.
Do we know what that word is?
No.
Douchebaggery?
Maybe. You know that fuckery? Whole thing like where they say like you eat 8 spiders
Urban
a year
legend?
Or whatever?
Urban legend? Mm, could be, right?
Yeah. Anyways, it was not a British show. It was actually a Walt Disney wildlife adventure. And they couldn't think of anything interesting for these
proving
lemmings.
Once again that the Brits are better than us.
Yeah. Next up, Bob B on our show notes. So we talked to early phone calls, and we're because what was that game that you were playing? That was like sepia tone.
Song of the Lion, Lion Song.
Okay, and we were talking about it could have been early as the 1920s. Well, actually, the phone was around as early as the 1880s, so it might have been actually a lot earlier than that.
So 30 years off.
The last one up, I had mentioned League of Legends, and I called, asked people to watch a certain one. I actually have a recording. It's just like a minute long. But listen to this announcer. So, Bobby, you want to click on that?
Oh, about him going crazy?
Yeah.
Cool.
I found
awesome.
one of
hashtag
it.
Hashtag
so
hype.
Assuming
this is going to be really loud, Bobby. You might want to turn it down a little bit.
Assuming right. This works.
Ooh, Meteos gets tagged. He's going to be able to walk it off, though. Cloud9 are separated and playing a very dangerous game as their vision is cleared out ward by ward.
Elder hasn't started, though.
More and more dangerous. Jensen's still in mid. He's trying to maintain control of that mid lane wave.
So look at the difference in.
Is it full screen, bro?
Look at how much gold they
this
have.
This game
it's
is so close.
They have
so close. And C9 now, they're making the rush down mid lane. They're going to try to push the inhibitor. Apex makes the call. They're going on to Elder. Who's going to blink first?
Temper
the delay
faint.
Comes in, but C9's still going. They're not turning around. Jensen and Sneaky are going to go
oh
for this.
God,
Meteos trying to go
race?
For the steal.
Are they going to base race?
Yeah,
the Elder Dragon is trying to be stolen away.
To try to steal.
He's knocked up. Oh, but the Delta Dragon going to be picked up. It is the base race. Oh, my God.
They're going for the
down.
They're
going to
the
make this out as best they can.
They're going to do it.
They
has got it.
Believe.
They got the base.
Pushing on to the Nexus. It's going to go
that's
there.
It.
Oh, my God. Cloud9 beat Apex. 61 minutes in.
They didn't even realize what was happening.
It sounded like a caricature of somebody going crazy on a cartoon. Like, I'm pretty sure that was a sound effect from the Simpsons.
I'll put a link up on the whatever the episode. So if you want to actually see the video of that, but that was actually Cloud9 versus Apex.
That's a pretty epic backdoor.
Yes. Yeah. So, anyways, that was last week.
Now was it?
It was the backdoor.
I feel like a week ago, Emilio asked me if I had any interest in ever being a caster. Was that true, or am I imagining that?
I asked you like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and my girlfriend asked me that because I watch a lot of esports at her place. She's like, "Would you ever want to do casting like that?" I'm like, "I could cast golf. That's about it."
His demeanor,
the extent of my enthusiasm.
But don't you have a color guy and a?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, you'd be a good, you'd be the good play guy. Well, normally when they're doing sports,
I've noticed in esports they have two people who cast the game, and then they have analysts after the game who break it down and discuss certain plays. So they almost kind of do they do that in real sports too?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they don't normally cut it. They'll cut only in between games. They won't cut away like in between each individual matches.
Yeah,
like
I guess
esports do.
Yeah, I guess in like football, you got like a 3-hour game or something. You can't really.
But the pregame show and the postgame shows, they always have other people.
In UFC, I think they do it in between.
Like in Fox, when you watch Fox UFC, there's those four guys at the booth that's like away,
right,
and then they'll cut to the
it's
game.
Almost like esports.
Yeah, exactly. But I think the way it usually works in sports is you've got the play-by-play guy that's kind of just announcing the action that's going on.
That would be you, Bobby.
Yeah, and that's Bobby.
And then the other guy gets hyphy.
The color guy is the guy that's
like
and that would be Emilio. Usually the color guys are either former professionals or somehow, like, they don't really usually have a role of just being an announcer. They've had some experience or something, so they're adding more context to it. So that's usually how it works.
The color guy is the guy that sounds like a Murloc diva.
Yeah, exactly. That was definitely the color guy in that one. Although a lot of times in like some of these esports ones, since none of them are really professional announcers or they haven't gone to school for it or whatever, both of them will get hyped because they're all into the games.
Right, yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Which is almost better,
yeah.
really.
Yes, a lot of times. Like in, yeah. in that clip we just heard, they were both going crazy.
So like one announcer is getting a blowjob underneath the table and the other one
is giving it probably because that's what it sounds
right.
like.
Right, so exactly.
Essentially, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby would be flaccid in this analogy.
The flaccid announcer.
All right, what else we got going on?
A couple of games coming out this week. Big Hearthstone update with Karazhan.
Yeah.
So that's some PvE stuff?
So the way they normally work it is one expansion is just card packs, and then one expansion is the single player experiences,
stuff.
Yeah.
Which comes with some cards, too, right?
This one is going to come with 43, 45, something like that you can unlock. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, beat the wings or whatever to unlock the cards.
Chi, did you ever get into Hearthstone?
Hearthstone, I've played through the tutorial, but I never really got good at it. I don't think I played many online battles.
That's like Bobby.
Karazhan, though, KZ. Did you guys play World of Warcraft?
Yep.
Was this the first 10-man?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I love the shit out of KZ.
Well, the original vanilla WoW, Karazhan was like the last instance, right?
No.
Or was that Burning
this
Crusade?
This was the very first instance of Burning Crusade. So this was the first one that did the 10-man. And this is the one that has like the opera event, Moros, and
Yeah. Did that plenty.
Yeah. Atumen, the Huntsman. I did some research on Karazhan because I was really interested.
Is that known as like a really well done?
It was like, my favorite instance.
It was awesome because it changed every time, right? You never knew what you were going to get.
By the way, Bobby is talking about this because he saw the Warcraft movie this week. Mm-hmm. We saw Karazhan a bunch in that movie.
Awesome.
That whole thing where Medivh is staying, and there's all that magic around, and he's got that well. That That's all Karazhan.
Ah, gotcha.
So,
Bobby, what did you think of the movie?
I really liked it. I could understand why people would not like it if they didn't have a foundation in Warcraft, but to me, it was really enjoyable. It was like Warcraft 1, basically, right?
Yep.
Like the original one. So it was kind of cool to see like some origin stories of Thrall, basically, and they did a really good job with the CGI. I was super impressed with the CGI. Like the orcs looked great, all the spells looked great, looked amazing. I watched it with my girlfriend. I could tell she was kind of tuned out because she didn't get any of it.
Is she into fantasy anything?
Yeah, she likes all that stuff.
But
she has no idea about any Warcraft. So, you know, she was just asking lots of questions. And I do kind of feel like they glossed over a lot. They included so much in that, and yet they glossed over so much just because the Warcraft world is so big.
Yeah, for sure.
But I really hope they come out with a new one. Or a second one, a sequel that kind of skips a little bit and goes straight into Warcraft 3. Because to me, that's when I started playing Warcraft 3, Reign of Chaos.
Yep.
And those stories are really like the whole like Arthas, you know, turning into the Lich
Thrall
King.
Thrall is the main.
Yeah, and Thrall and Cairn something, the blood or the.
Cairn Bloodhoof?
Yeah, Cairn Bloodhoof, the Tauren.
So listen up, Hollywood. Cater to Bobby because he's specifically asking for something.
I think that's what a lot of people want to see.
It felt like kind of a prequel, right? It felt like it was just set in the
Well, they're obviously setting things. I mean, that's all you make now.
Like, I was so impressed with the way they portrayed all the worlds. Like, it kind of felt like they went out of their way to say, like, hey, here's Elwynn Forest. Hey, here's...
Oh, for sure. Did you see Westwood or whatever? They're turning
Westfall?
Away... Yeah, Westfall.
Mm-hmm.
When and it's all, like, orangey or whatever.
Yeah.
That's
and, like, if you wouldn't know that... But if you went in the game, you know, it changes the color so drastically. You're in green.
You completely go to a different color tone once you hit Westfall.
There's a little part, Amelia reminded me of it, when they go over a bridge in...
in the Murloc?
Yeah, in the Murloc. You can hear
the classic Murloc sound.
Oh, and that's so great.
Yeah.
And there was a Wilhelm scream in that movie.
Yep.
I caught that too. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sam always said, because I brought it up to her, I like taught her about the Wilhelm scream, and then now she's like, hey, it's the thing.
Yeah,
like
every time.
In every movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ending was pretty gnarly. Like, I don't want to spoil anything in case anyone hasn't seen it, but... It was cool. Like, it kind of reacquainted me with some characters that I didn't really know very well. Like, Gul'dan, I knew the school of Gul'dan from Warcraft 3, and, like, Illidan takes that, and he becomes half-demon because of it. And I know Medivh, like, kind of shows up as this prophet, and he's kind of in this ethereal spirit form. But, like, to see them and, like, actually acting out like when they were alive. Like, that was pretty cool.
Has the sequel been greenlit? Do you know?
I don't think so. I think it made enough money to.
Yeah,
but globally, it's probably killing it, right? Because
I'm learning more about this as I'm dating my girl, and the profits in China are so low because the Chinese government takes so much.
That
they could have a huge box office in China and still not be that profitable.
Wow.
So,
and that's the country they were probably banking on too.
Well, they're aware of all this stuff.
Right.
They were expecting probably a bigger opening than, because it ended up doing like $35 million. The opening.
Did it make its money back?
I'm not sure. I mean, there's all that licensing and stuff. I can't find it hard to believe they wouldn't. But
in other entertainment news, everybody in this room plus everybody ever needs to watch Stranger Things.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
it's fucking fantastic! It's so good.
Didn't watch it, nor do I know much about it, but for some reason I clicked on a Twitch stream that was highlighting Stranger Things, and everybody was like, stop everything, drop everything, watch this. Yeah, what can you tell me without spoiling anything about it?
It's set in the early 80s, Bobby.
Bobby, have you seen this yet?
No, a lot of people have been talking about it and recommending it.
You're going to fucking love it, and you're going to finish in one sitting.
I did. Well, not one sitting, but I watched one episode, week. Then I watched the second episode, then I watched the last six.
Exactly what I did.
Yeah.
So how many episodes in the current
season? Only eight or nine.
There's eight. There's eight.
Okay. And they got greenlit for a second season.
Yep.
Now, is this a show for nerds? Is this a show for the general population?
It's a show for the whole family, G. Really?
No, it's it's along the veins of
Super 8 is what it reminded me of.
X-Files kind of.
Remember Super 8?
Yeah.
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 And Twin Super Peaks.
It's kind of a mix between Goonies and X-Files, I would say.
Yeah, it's really good.
Or Stand By Me. Is that the other one that has the four kids?
Stand By Me. Some of that in there.
Well, I feel like Bobby and I can get on that bandwagon and awesome, kind of catch up with you guys.
It's also one of the only shows that I don't skip through the intro.
Yeah.
Because the intro audio, the music is so fucking sick.
The music is great, dude. It's that synthesized, like 80s, but done well.
But done, you know? Like in modern style.
Yeah. It's killer.
And
man,
they do that a lot in that show where it's like 80s and you can tell it's kind of 80s, but it's also doesn't feel dated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They did a really good job.
You think we'll see a Telltale Stranger Than Fiction video game?
You mean Stranger Things?
Stranger Things. Stranger Than Fiction.
Maybe. I think you could definitely do it.
Yeah. Cool. No Man's Sky popping up this, by next episode, I believe.
Well, the reason we talked about Karazhan, let's finish that up.
Hearthstone.
The 11th of this month, I believe, is where it comes out. And I think it's called A Night to Remember.
Yeah, I saw
the advertisement. It's like this disco club.
Yeah, and it's like disco themed.
Well, it's like they always take a comical version of on Hearthstone because this is like outside of the realm of the reality. Or
the other thing that's cool on this one is, so it's four wings, similar to all the other ones, but they've actually added a fifth prologue wing that's free. So everybody that plays Hearthstone will get the first wing.
Yeah, a teaser.
It's a teaser, yeah. I think that's a good way to do that. So
Chi, you were saying maybe this will bring you in because you like Karazhan so much?
I did. If I could just play the game and relive that experience.
I don't remember any instance as much as Karazhan. We did it so many times.
You just run it over. Yeah.
Because that was the one that was like, we were in a 40-man guild. Yeah. And then you're suddenly in a 10-man guild.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everything mattered more. You had to do your job.
And you always had a squad because you're used to getting 40s together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was also talking to a buddy at work, and he's like, I was like, our guild basically broke up at this time because you will go try to adjust from a 40-man grouping to a 10-man, and things didn't always work. And he said the same thing. I've heard like three or four people just saying like their guilds, that was like the defining moment from old guilds to new guilds.
Well, what also happens there is you kind of only the cream of the crop sticks around, you know, or you cut who you don't think is necessary.
That's kind of how it went with us. Remember, we power leveled up to, I think that was what, 670 then?
Oh, you guys played WoW together. That's cool.
Yeah.
A lot.
We power leveled up, and so we were playing with the guild leader and all. Remember that? We were getting finally we were up max level.
Chad and I were our respective guild, or class leaders.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So, ditto.
Anyways, I'm super excited about this. If you don't care about Hearthstone, I'm sorry, but I'll probably talk about it here in 2 weeks. Because it's 2 weeks, right? Today's
about 2 weeks.
So
nostalgia.
I'm not sure for Chi. I'm not sure you'd have that much fun playing Hearthstone?
Because
you seem...
I do, because I'm very competitive.
I know, but it's Hearthstone is not an action game. Like, you're sitting in... It's more like
chess. Do you play any card games ever, G?
No, actually, I do not, other than, like, the social party card games.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy Hearthstone, but it's only when I'm absolutely bored. Okay, here's the thing about Hearthstone. I feel like it's... almost plays like a mobile game, of course.
It does.
It's so simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel the same way about Pokemon Go. In fact, before this podcast even started, I uninstalled Pokemon Go from my phone.
There's a lot of people pissed about the new update on that.
I'm not even mad at it. I never made it past level 4. I just never had any incentive to open up my cell phone and play a game on it. And that's how I feel about Hearthstone.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. All right, now we can talk about No Man's Sky if you want.
Will it be live by the time we do next episode?
The 9th
episode?
Is when it comes out, so it'll come out Tuesday of next week.
Tuesday of next week, so we won't talk about it, unfortunately. But I'll be picking this up for
$59.99 on Steam. Yeah, we've been hearing about it for a long time, and it's time to finally see what it's got.
I'm a little nervous. I've had some people that have... had some early time on it and haven't been blown away.
Right.
But
I don't think this is something that blows you away right off the bat.
Yeah.
This is something that steals your soul and keeps it.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's supposed to be a sandbox, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like a warlock. Steals your soul.
Yeah.
Keeps it. Well, it seems like one of those games that's so big that you can't really get a lot out of it by playing a demo or by playing like an hour of it at like a show or something. Like, it seems like something you appreciate over time, you know, like a MMO.
Well, yeah. I'm just worried that this game is a one-trick pony. You know, they're selling it as billions of different stars, and you can new ones. Everyone you go to is going to never be found because it's...
I mean, Starbound said the same thing, and obviously the graphics are very different between these two games. But Starbound said no two planets are alike. Everything is different. It's a huge expansive universe. And after playing a good amount of Starbound, you start to realize they're basically the same, but a little thing's different here and a little thing's different there.
They're all made by the same Legos. And you're like, oh, I can see what pieces they used here and what pieces they used there. And then by the time you get to your 100th planet, you're like, well, okay, this is just a conglomeration of the last 50 I just visited. Yeah.
What would be a deal breaker for me is not being able to play with friends, because I know you're supposed to spawn in different areas and it could be a long time before you run into another person. But I mean, I don't want to play. I'm not a fan of single player games like that, especially explorative ones.
DayZ, wasn't it DayZ?
Yeah, the running simulator.
Started on the beach, just taking it to the next level, though. You're on a different fucking planet universe.
Right.
And you don't start with the starship, I don't think.
I think that would be fun, because when I play DayZ, my sole mission is to make it to a friend, so we kind of recreate exactly what we want to do with the game. And it's a different experience depending on who you're playing, so even if it does take a little bit more time, I wouldn't mind doing that.
I believe everybody starts on their own planet.
That's cool.
Yeah. And Starbound gave you the option to immediately teleport to your friend. So
yeah.
I like that.
And it is going to come with that?
Starbound.
Starbound. Yeah, I don't think this is... I think you're going to have to build a teleporter, but nobody really knows.
I think you start with a ship, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, who knows?
But I don't know.
I know a lot of the game is like kind of taking the DNA of all these creatures and putting them in your database. That's one of the things you could do. You can be like a researcher. But who knows?
Yep.
Too many, a lot of questions around this game.
Yeah, and have there been reviews yet for this game yet?
I got some news about it, but not really any reviews.
Okay.
Yeah,
down
no
in
official
the news
reviews
section.
Yet.
Okay.
All right, so coming out tomorrow, or actually the day this podcast comes out, is Batman: The Telltale Game.
Okay.
Yay.
another Telltale game. I don't know. Have they?
What was the best one? You guys think the Wolf one?
That was my favorite, but not, I don't know. I haven't played the Borderlands one. I got bored of the Game of Thrones one after 15 minutes.
That's the only one I've tried.
I really like the Walking Dead ones.
Walking Dead one is the only game that's ever made me cry, the first one.
Really?
Because
the only game.
I think so, yeah.
You need to watch more Disney films.
I need to think about that statement because I'm pretty sure it's false, but let me think about which one.
Games, it's very rare. I cry a lot at stuff, but not...
I guess what I'm saying is the Wolf... What was it called? Wolf
yeah, it was Jeeps. Really well done.
Wolf Among Us.
Wolf Among Us.
Wolf Among Us.
I only played the first episode, and it was good, but I never had that urge to like go back to it.
That's the funny thing about these episodics is like, maybe once they all come out, maybe you shouldn't split it up because...
Well, I played it when they were all out, but like at episode, it like... Puts you at an end.
At an end. And you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm done with this.
That was my play session. Like I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. And then you never go back. Yeah. Like being episodic kind of hurts it as far as like playing through it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My point is, if I'm not interested in going back to what we might consider the best of them, then I'm not sure I'd be, have any interest with Batman.
I thought the comedy in the Borderlands ones was really good. But again, didn't go back.
Yep.
Well, this one
Have you played any?
I've played the Game of Thrones one for probably an hour.
Okay.
And it was okay.
Did you finish it?
No.
You were really close. They're not very long.
Yeah. It was just not overly exciting.
Yeah.
Like I said, she's into action, and these ones don't have them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Bobby, finish your what you were saying.
Well, I was going to say this Batman Telltale game is going to be a little different. Apparently, they're going to allow up to 4 to 12 players, and this works kind of like...
locally only.
Yeah, locally. But you vote on your phone or some sort of mobile device about what you want to do, and then the character takes that. Because these Telltale games are all about decisions and choosing dialogue lines and going...
But people are walking around, right? So somebody has control of the guy walking around? And
I assume someone would be controlling them.
And
there
are certain like push-button events.
I'm not sure if any...
I feel like they've downplayed that a lot.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. So
it's more of an interactive movie than it is. Like, The Wolf Among Us had some good action sequences.
Yeah.
But I think they've kind of downplayed it.
What are those called again?
Quick time events.
Quick time events.
QTEs.
Where you mash a button.
What is this like? This is similar to like poll the audience or...
I was going to say the Yogg, but not really.
Oh, what were you saying, Bobby? America's Funniest Home Videos, where at the end it's the top three.
Yeah, they all vote on the favorite video. Yeah, but this actually implements the decision. I feel like they've tried to do this in movie theaters where they, like, you decide... It's like a choose-your-own-adventure movie, and the audience votes on the direction or what the character does.
There's also a video game, I forgot what it's called, for console that gave you a remote and four different colored buttons on it. I think it's called BuzzFeed. No.
Yeah. Buzz.
Or Buzz.
It's just Buzz.
For PlayStation.
Yeah, it's a PlayStation.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was basically like
that
you played
big
the
in
weakest
Europe,
link on the TV. That was a lot of fun, actually. Mm-hmm. So.
But this doesn't add anything to the Telltale thing for me.
There's no competition.
Like, Chad and Chi won the vote over me and Bobby.
They're just trying to make it. They're trying to take it out of the single player and
right.
multiplayer.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of these games are being played like that.
The article did state that they had said that this is now the default. It'll be included in all their games moving forward. Mm.
Yeah,
so it's just a new feature that they're adding to their game engine.
And you need an app with it. Is that correct?
I imagine.
Okay.
So they keep making them. They must be lucrative, right?
Somebody
make
money.
They must have a huge.
You know what's interesting? You can get all these games on your phone, and they give you the first episode for free.
Oh, that's good to know.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they did phone versions of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. You can get just about any Telltale game on your phone. The first episode's free, and then they charge you, I don't know, a couple bucks, maybe $5 per episode on the other one. So you can probably get them as a package.
That'd be a good thing to fall asleep to in your bed.
Yeah.
Everybody here is tired today.
If you're not watching porn on your phone,
because he's not watching porn. What else?
Telltale.
No,
to put
I watch Twitch before I go to sleep, and I recently upgraded my modem/router.
Have you followed me on Twitch yet, Bobby? Be honest.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, yeah. You did it the other day when I told you to.
Yeah, I think I did. Because you're like, oh, you were streaming. And I was like, I don't think I followed her because I was surprised.
I've ever seen you come by the stream.
No, I was watching your stream a couple days ago because Emilio had said that you were streaming. I was like, well, I didn't get a notification. That's weird.
Did you say hi? Did I say hi back?
No, I don't think you noticed.
It's Bobby. Bobby doesn't
I ended
say
up
hi.
In the window while I was playing Heroes. You know, you were playing Transistor. But
he's Bobby of the Shadows.
Oh, shit. I need to do
Master
Transistor.
Master Lurker.
Yeah. I forgot about
Speaking
Transistor.
Speaking of which, Transistor is our new game of the month. So, hey, did we post the other one? Gone Home?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
Bobby,
well, we
Bobby,
we recorded
you and I
about
talk.
2 weeks
we'll
ago.
The audio is on the server.
I am playing through Transistor on my stream as well. So if you don't want to play the game but want to check out a little bit of it, so you know what we're talking about when we talk about it, just check out Smoochie
that's
on
cool.
Twitch TV.
Tell them how to say smoochie.
Just smoochie. The X is silent. Yeah. If you look at my profile, it says the X stands for unique gamer tag. You don't actually call me smooks.
Smoochie.
It's just smoochie.
S-M-O-O-X-C-H-I.
So they do it in Mexico. They don't pronounce the X.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oaxaca?
Oaxaca.
Oaxaca. That's what it is. We also upgraded our internet service and had the dude come out to try to fix our problem. Mm-hmm. It's better, but still not 100% fixed. And I am still getting that issue with Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, we got to find out what's causing that.
I did some research on it. So their net code, apparently, the way it works is if...
What issue?
So when action starts happening, I just get a freeze for like half a second to a second.
And this is specifically with Heroes of the Storm. Doesn't happen with any other game.
But their net code is different.
We were getting that in Overwatch, too.
Their net code is different than other games. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you don't get the ping back from the server, your game doesn't move.
Yeah, yeah, they use lockstep networking. Yeah.
But that doesn't... Why you and not Bobby?
Because if he's getting hits from the server, he's going to keep... going normal,
right?
But if I don't get that hit from the server,
so it's just an internet option thing.
Yeah, I think it's just our internet is still not up to snuff.
Hmm. All right, so anything else? Move on.
Yeah,
let's talk about the big story here.
Yeah, so Lawbreakers was free to play. Well, the alpha was free to play this weekend. Am I the only one who got to play it?
I watched you for a little bit.
I did not get a chance.
I'd love to see a preview of what this is, but no, I did not.
Okay, yeah, Bobby, so this Bobby, is get another something up. If you got some,
there's another character ability shooter.
This is the Cliffy B one, right?
This is Cliffy B one.
And what flying something or other?
Bosky Studios.
Bosky, that's right.
So this has been developing quite a bit, and I was, there's a lot riding on this, but it's early alpha, and their big mechanic is low gravity and that you're adding that y-axis of movement.
Yeah.
So you can, a lot of characters have upwards mobility. And there's areas in the level. I only played one level. I think there's only one level on the alpha.
Yeah, I think there was only one level.
So it's like an office building, but in the middle of the office building, there's this, I guess, where gravity's been broken. So it's kind of like you're underwater in there, but it's... there's no water. It's just like you can float. And so even the guys that have low mobility can just jump and kind of float. That's right there where they're all flying at each other in the video. So, and also it's first person shooter. Think Overwatch, but slightly more realistic. Like they weren't going as over the top, but it is pretty over the top. Like they're yelling crazy things while they're doing it.
So do you have different characters with different abilities?
There's four characters right now. There's like your tank, your kind of like assault, your melee, and then there's like this, I don't know what to call it. She's like in a robot suit. And then you can shoot backwards in this. And that, to my knowledge, it's the first person shooter that lets you shoot backwards. I don't know exactly. I didn't know what button it was, so I never pushed it and never tried it. I only played about five levels of this. I did really well my first two, and then my last three I did tremendously bad, and I don't know why that is, except for I was trying out different guys.
Yeah.
They have this mechanic in here, but nothing... the characters really didn't utilize it as much as I would have wanted them to do. The melee class has that like laser whip, and she can Spider-Man around.
Okay.
So she felt like, oh, this is something new, and this is really fun. And you can like laser whip somebody and drag yourself to them and backstab them, like you can probably see right there.
Almost like
right
Mercy's there. Like hover and jump to a hero, it seems like, when you grab him.
It looks like kind of step from WoW or something, where you kind of just... teleport to the back of them or whatever.
And meanwhile, you can also like slingshot yourself around the map to get around quicker. So she's a lot of fun. The other guys, it's just like, man.
The assault guys looked so generic.
So generic. It was the worst character for sure. And then
there was a rocket guy, right?
Yeah, and that's who I did the best
soldier
with.
Looking soldier clone.
Yeah, and
so
then
do you need a good mix of these guys to be able to have a successful team.
I don't think they're worried about balance right now. I think right now it's just seeing if the game works.
It seems like a very epileptic death match. Did I even pronounce that word right?
Epileptic? Sure.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I think this is probably just not a stress test, but seeing if the fundamentals work.
Two questions. Do they have ultimates? And are the ultimates fun?
I don't know if they were ultimates because they were all the abilities were available all the time.
Okay.
So I mean, you had a timer.
It's not an ability shooter then?
Well, they have three abilities each.
Okay, so it is very similar to
there's a cooldown on these abilities.
Overwatch. Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. So it's basically
pretty much Overwatch.
But are you capturing points, or are you just simply killing each other?
There was two game modes that I played. There was one that was capture point, and the other one where this like you charge your battery. It's bring home the bacon.
Okay.
Instead of like getting points, you're charging the battery. But what's cool is like if you charge the battery all the way to 99, and the other team steals it and just gets 1%, they still win. So that was pretty cool. I don't know, guys. I was kind of underwhelmed, but it's early alpha. And I did a survey afterwards, so they are hopefully going to be listening to the people.
So at this point,
game suggestions, right?
Yeah.
At this point, there's no positive compared to Overwatch.
Yeah, except
the graphics look really nice, honestly. And when you were playing, it's kind of got a realistic look, but it's got a little bit of flavor to it. It's not trying to go for hyper realism.
That's one of my things that I said in the survey, that you know, Overwatch already went for the over the top fucking cartoon Pixar. Mm-hmm. Maybe they should go serious with this. But some of their guys are already like kind of, like I said, they're yelling out things that are totally unrealistic and stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe they should go more realistic and maybe there's something there. But it's not a bad game, but it's not a good game yet either. It's just building blocks of a game, you know, they're trying stuff out.
What's the release of this? It's supposed to be summer 2016, huh? So they still
missed that.
Still
an alpha. That's not even a beta that we played.
Okay, so it's going to get delayed then is what we're thinking.
Yeah, big time, I think.
All right, cool.
All right. Well, moving on. What else has everyone been playing?
More Binding. I got sucked back into Binding of Isaac. I'm trying to beat it with the Lost. The Lost means you can't get hit once in the whole game. And people say how hard Binding of Isaac is already.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got to the last guy. And I picked up the wrong item, and so I didn't go to the true last guy. So basically, my own stupidity fucked me up. But man, is this fucking hard. And it's just a stupid pursuit. Like, why am I doing this to myself? I'm just wasting so much
time. It almost seems like that. It's some type of cruel punishment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you have to start. It's almost insanity where you're repeating the same thing over and over.
Yeah, expecting something different to happen. But it does happen.
Do you get a new character or anything like that?
Achievement.
You probably get an achievement.
Now I'm just going down the achievement lists and trying to do all the achievements.
The cool thing is, when we were kids, they didn't have the achievements and all this, so we would just make up stuff that we wanted to do just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool that they could put these framework around, but they have ridiculous things like this that I would never have picked myself to do.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so what else did we play?
I've been... You guys didn't play a whole lot this week.
No, I did not.
I picked up two games that I had mentioned a few weeks prior. I think they were on our games coming out list that we were keeping an eye on. One of those was 10 Second Ninja X. This is the sequel to 10 Second Ninja. I really like this game.
I didn't realize.
It's totally not my type of game. This is totally Super Meat Boy right here. But it's a game where you have 10 seconds. You're a little cartoon ninja, and you have 10 seconds to take out all the bad guys on the screen. And you get a star rating based on how quickly you take them out. So you can get 1 star, 2, 3, depending on how quickly you do it. So you're always trying to beat that time, always trying to get better and better. And, of course, they have leaderboards. And there's a button that resets, like, instantly, like, boom, back, and the level starts again. So, you know, you can mess up. Start again, mess up, start again. It's a game like Super Meat Boy where you try to learn from... you're meant to fail. Failure is used as a learning tool to make you do better and better each time that you play it. And you can find different routes. If you look at the maps here, you can see that there's many ways you can go about killing each enemy. So first of all, you have to figure out what's your path going to be. Okay, I'm going to jump on this ledge, ninja sword that dude... Throw a shuriken over at the other guy across the screen, jump on the other ledge and hit that dude. But then
you could figure out like a new, better way to do it. Like, okay, instead of doing that, I'm just going to jump over to this ledge and then one shuriken can hit both those guys in one shot. And then I can immediately jump up to the next ledge. So you're finding all these new ways just to shave off a little bit of time on each map. And it is a hell of a lot of fun. I mean, realistically, I haven't beat the game yet. I beat 10 Second Ninja, the original one. And I can't remember how long I put into it. Maybe 5-6 hours, and it's probably going to be the same for this one, but for the 5-6 hours that it offers, it is really fun, and it's a great game to play like in between rounds of Heroes of the Storm because it goes so quick.
How much is this going for?
This is on sale on bundlestars.com for $5.99, which is a great great price for it. It's $9.99 originally. I'm sure this will be in a bundle for really, really cheap eventually. Like, you could probably get 10 Second Ninja off of G2A.com for, like, a dollar or less at this point, I think. And even that's a really good game to check out. One of the few games that I play with a controller, have to play it with a controller. It does not work with a mouse and keyboard. Like, you totally couldn't do it with a mouse and keyboard. What I've noticed, though, on an Xbox controller, the reset button is the right bumper. I accidentally hit that quite a bit. Because I'll be on a good run.
You can't change the controls?
Oh, no, you could. You could. But
you'd rather complain about it.
No, I've already learned the controls. But it's just when I grip the controller, sometimes I accidentally hit that button.
Yeah.
But
it seems like it would do well on mobile. Did the first one go to mobile, do you know?
You couldn't do this on a mobile. No, like I said, you need a controller. You really need a controller. I mean, when you look at it, if you look at a screenshot of the game, it looks like a mobile game because the graphics are so basic. But this is all about speed, like really quick. Like it'll tell you when you finish a map, it'll be like you are 0.02 seconds away from moving up to the next star level or something like that. Cool. So
that thought process you were going through about like how you're going to kill the guys are exactly a thought process I would go through on Hotline Miami. Like,
yeah, okay, that's I gotta go this way, say.
Grab this the bat, throw the bat.
This is Hotline Miami. Yeah.
Well, another type of game that uses failure as a learning tool.
Like a frustration game, I think they're called, or something like that.
You know, that's a top-down. The reason I think this is so similar to Super Meat Boy is because it's a side-scrolling platformer.
I always get 10 Second Ninja and Mark of the Ninja confused.
Yeah, Mark of the Ninja is a stealth game.
Yeah.
One of the few that I enjoy.
He said 10 Second Ninja, I thought Mark of the Ninja, and then these screens come up and they're all colorful, and I was like, I thought this was a different game. But yeah, it looks cool.
Mark of the Ninja, another one recommended by me, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Well, I think everyone's played
anything ninja-based. Your ninjas, your dinosaurs.
I've never understood.
Your...
I don't know. Shooters?
Tit?
What?
Big cocks.
Wait, I don't get it. What we like, what we like.
Yeah, no, the genres. Or not the genres, the settings.
Oh, in that case, definitely big cocks, yes.
The settings, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Bobby, Headlander, I'm still confused. We talked about what it was, and I still don't know what it is.
Yeah, Headlander is difficult to explain. I was immediately drawn to this game when I saw it advertised just on style alone. It is a very 70s, 2001 Space Odyssey, Logan's Run, retro-futuristic look to it.
I can't believe how much you're going to like Stranger Things.
Yeah.
It's just like everything you just said. Basically.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We'll see. I don't know. I have a real tough time getting into certain shows, but I'm going to give that one a shot because so many people have recommended it. But Headlander is made by Double Fine Productions and published by Adult Swim, and that should give you kind of an idea what the tone of the game is. But this was a lot different than what I expected. You're ahead with a little... you're ahead in a helmet, and you have a little rocket, and you fly around, and you land on things and dock into them, hence the name Headlander.
Oh, okay.
You dock into other...
That's right on the nose right there.
Yeah, yeah. It's the title says it all. But
normally when I play head docking games, it's a lot different than what this looks like.
Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was my homage to Emilio's.
So kind of like Terminator 3?
Oh,
where
so
you
this
take
is what
over
this...
the control, like you control different...
Did you guys ever...
Digital things, right?
Yeah, kind of like that. And anything that you take over has different controls. You're taking over robots for the most part, but you do dock into other things that'll give you upgrades. The way you get through levels is if you dock onto a robot and you use that robot, maybe it's a yellow robot, a yellow robot acts as a yellow key card, so now you can get into the yellow room. So you have that whole puzzle element of, okay, now I need to get a purple guy who has purple clearance. And, you know, there it's a hierarchy. So yellow will open yellow, orange, and white doors. So there's also, like, I just finished. I'm not done with this game yet. I have no idea how far I am into it. I feel like I've been playing it about 8 hours. I feel like I'm maybe like two-thirds of the way. I feel like I'm kind of getting maybe close to the third act here. But
how's the story? Is it a story?
The story is good. I mean, it's not so much the story. Basically, what happened is no humans are left. You're the last human, but you're just ahead. And everybody has, like, transferred their consciousness into, or they haven't transferred their consciousness into robots, but basically everybody's robots now. So you're the last actual human, and there's
consciousness?
Like...
Consciousness? Because you're a head, or are you a physical human head?
Well, you're a person. At least you think you are. I don't know. They don't really spell out a whole lot here. I'm still kind of
like
finding
Swapper,
some stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting Swapper vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really like Swapper, but...
It looks like it could potentially be creepy. Is it creepy?
It's not creepy or scary. It's actually like it plays the comedy thing. It's got, I mean, everything is just so true to like that 70s sci-fi era. Like everything is very sexual too. Like if you dance.
Like Barbarella and that kind of style, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Like if you dance with the robots, they do like really suggestive dancing. They have these rooms called the Fondalarium. Where there's just a bunch of robots like rubbing on shag carpet and grinding on phallic objects. Like it's funny. Like I really enjoy the tone of the game. I feel like the story isn't like too prevalent in the game. I don't know. Like you're the last human. You're trying to, you've got this guy talking to you who sounds like a cowboy and he's telling you to do this and to do that. And he's
would
got
you
this.
Kindly?
Yeah, would you kindly? Yeah, I don't know if that every time like someone helps me out, you know, like just that voice over that always helps you out in games, I'm always sketched out by that because I'm like, this person's totally going to turn on me at the end. It's going to be like a big reveal, you know, because every single game has that and like quite a few of them turn out to be the actual bad guy. Maybe that'll be the case in this one. I don't know.
So big surprise, a game that you go around giving head, it turns out to be a little sexual too. Surprise.
Yeah. Bobby, did you ever play the Russian nesting doll game?
Are you talking about stacking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did play that.
It reminded me of stacking when you were talking about this because...
Same guys involved in the project.
Okay. That was Double Fine, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Double Fine. Mm-hmm. And actually, I mean, there's so many developers that come and go, but one of the other podcasts I listened to, it turns out like some of the guys who do that podcast they worked on this game and they also worked on stacking as well. But same type of deal.
Did you like stacking? Because I had a blast playing that game.
I thought that was a really creative game. Like, that was a great idea for a game.
Yeah.
Same thing, where you need to...
Exactly.
You need to inhabit different bodies to be able to get to different areas.
And the stacking was cool because you had to nest people inside of people to get them to certain areas. Mm-hmm. Like, you were hiding the cop inside the janitor.
Yeah.
So you could get the cop in the area to do that. So, that was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, stacking I feel like is kind of a game that not a lot of people know about, but it's definitely worth a play. You could probably get it for a couple bucks.
Yeah, seriously. It's definitely worth a play.
Yeah, but I might talk a little bit more about this next week when I actually beat the game, maybe give my final thoughts on it, but I really enjoy it. There were a couple games out that we had been talking about, and I knew I was going to buy one of them. It was either going to be that zombie Lemmings game, or it was going to be Overcooked. I ended up with this one, and I am very happy with the choice. Amazing soundtrack, by the way. Great soundtrack.
So you should get the bundle, because the bundle's right there for $25.
Well, this is what Steam does now. They offer like different kinds of bundles.
No, I mean the middle one, the one, the Headliner plus the soundtrack.
Oh, plus the soundtrack. Yeah, definitely.
And I'm guessing Bundle Stars, or Humble Bundle, where did you go through to get this?
Oh, no, I bought this straight off of Steam. It was a little bit cheaper before the game came out. They had a bit of a discount, so I ended up buying it that way.
But, yeah, Steam does this for not every game, right? Puts these little bundles together?
Yeah, not every game, but a lot of them. So they have this Adult Swim bundle. And the great thing about it is I think you can buy the bundle minus the ones you already have.
Yeah.
So it says individual price of the six games or six items you don't already have, $82.94. Bundle discount is 34%. So I would pay $54.72.
So since I've seen some of the other side of Steam, I've actually seen how you create these bundles and all. And they added the new ability to do that just recently, so that's why you're seeing a bunch of these ones. Mm-hmm. Because you used to have to request it from Steam.
So Steam's not doing it. The developers are doing this.
The publisher or developer can just set these bundles up.
Oh, okay.
And set the you set the discount. What you pick what you want in there, and you set the discount, and it does it all automatically. Mm-hmm. And then if that guy purchased it already has something there, it automatically deducts it. So that's why. It says your price right there.
Yeah, I got you.
Is mm-hmm. that because it?
And that's great because for the longest time they didn't do that except with actual Valve games like Left 4 Dead yeah. or Team Fortress 2. Like those games, yeah. they would refund you partial credit or they would give you an extra copy that you could gift. Actually, I think that's what they did. But you would see this amazing bundle, but you're like, I already have three of those things, so it's
exactly.
really not that good for me.
They still have those bundles, so the publisher can set them up that way, but mm-hmm. this is a new kind of a newer feature.
So much
feature.
Better. It's one of those things where you're like, yeah, no duh, you should have done this a long time ago.
Well, the problem is if you want to set your bundle at a certain price,
right.
you can't do it with these new bundles because you just set the discount
yeah.
and it calculates it all yourself.
It's a percentage. Like yeah. how much of what percentage do I mm-hmm. want to make?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's Headlander. I definitely recommend that game. It is $19.99 full price. I don't think it's on sale for $15.99 anymore, but $20.
Yeah. Cool.
Ooh, steep.
So for any of the gaming that I did this week, I'm glad that I got to play with. Yeah, I played with Amelia this week. Mm-hmm. I got to play with some listeners and
me.
The viewers from our stream. We played together, Bobby.
Chad.
Oh, sorry.
Wrong
oh,
dude.
My gosh.
Wrong
sorry. I'm like, sorry, Chad. I know yeah. you're Chad.
Yeah, we
finished. Pretty good, too.
Did we?
I'm going to be honest.
We finished up my competitive ones, and then.
I didn't want Chad
oh
for my
gosh,
placement
how
matches.
Did I forget that Chad yeah. was there? This
I'm level 50, by the way, and competitive.
Oh, congratulations. You're yeah. higher than me. What
I started at 49, and I went up to 50, so that's where I'm at right
well,
now.
Well, I can actually say, like, now we can talk about, like, five-stack competitive Overwatch instead of, mm-hmm. You know, solo queuing.
Yeah.
What did you think about playing Overwatch with a five-stack?
You clearly have an advantage.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So mm-hmm. big. If we were doing well with Chad, that just goes to show.
If we helped Chad place 50.
Yeah. yeah. I had six placement matches to go. I had done four a long time ago. And I saw Chad was playing competitive. And then, no, actually, I saw that you were playing competitive. I was like, oh, she can carry me to the promised land. And then
we did.
I heard
we won,
Chad's
like, three
voice,
in a row.
And I was like, oh, boy.
No. Like,
and he was drinking. That was the other thing.
I think when we first started drinking. Playing, we were on a losing streak. And then we just swapped out a handful of players. And then we won. Like, we, what, lost three, won three?
Yeah. We ended up 5-5. Competitively at the end of the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So my placement matches, I think I won six and lost four, and they started me at 52, but I have not lost a game yet. I think I'm going to do what Bobby did with Smite. I'm just not going to stop right now.
Yeah.
I'm like at 58.
I don't play any ranked. Like, I refuse to play ranked. I have such a worse experience in ranked play. Or competitive play in Overwatch.
We gotta get Bobby in on this stat
yeah,
gameplay.
Yeah, maybe
then.
We'll see. You know, a lot of people have been using our Discord. We posted it in the Steam group. You know, feel free to drop in there and say hi, and we can give you member status so you can get in the actual voice channels. But a lot of people have been going in there to play games with us. But that's been cool.
Yeah, and Emo brought this up on our Steam group. He's like, you know, it's cool to have people there and being able to talk and play games with people. Mm-hmm. So. We're trying to build the community up from this. So.
And then she did a giveaway and then brought in some of her listeners as well, right?
Yeah. And
there's so many fuckboys just giving her compliments. I'm like, oh, this is why she does this.
No.
Why you look so cute, Chi?
Yeah, you know, I know all of them. I know I don't have a very large pool of viewers, but I probably know 75% of my viewers in real life, which is a lot different than a lot of the other streamers.
It's the opposite.
That's crazy.
So it's only my homeboys, not my fuckboys, my homeboys coming by to check on me.
Yeah, she did a giveaway, and she's like, oh, you both live in San Diego. I'll just give it to you personally. How convenient, I'm going to say.
And we're like, don't meet them in person.
I guess I'm like fearless. I must be. Gosh.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, especially when they were like, yeah, I'll take all my Warcraft toys in the dark alley behind the, behind the Vons.
Yeah. Which
I felt kind of bad because when I was on Discord, like a couple people came in and said, hey, you want to play Overwatch? And I was like, nope, playing hot. Sorry.
Yeah.
I did create a separate room for Heroes of the Storm.
So I could be alone.
No, I have a lot of people that I play HOTS with are coming into that room. But also, gotcha. Anyone is interested in playing.
Have you told these people that you have a podcast?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who did I play with you with? Crooked Corner?
Yeah, yeah.
Then, was it Emu we were playing with?
No, Emu wasn't there. Who else were we playing? David is winning
from Alaska.
Yeah, he was on a fishing boat in Alaska for a month, and he is back, and he's playing Heroes of the Storm, him and his friends. And these are the people that I started playing HOTS with like a long-ass time ago, and I learned the game with. So now they've come back and started playing the game again, and I'm like being Mr. Bossy Pants over here, being like, do that, you pick this character, go over here.
Have we played games together yet, Bobby?
We played a little bit of... Oh, wait, we played Evolve together. That's all we played.
That's right. But that was so weird.
Yeah.
That was such an awkward experience. I don't even know.
I don't think we played Overwatch together, but... Yeah, no.
I don't even think Evolve would be fun drunk. Like, there's just
No, we all hate Evolve.
Yeah, that is sad.
Even funerals are fun drunk.
Oh my gosh,
Amelia does bring the fun in funerals. So,
yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah, but I was having fun with those guys. That was fun until my
computer. Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah, and I have a plethora of people to play.
And I wasn't as bad. So. I've now had two listeners tell me this week we're playing that they're like, hey, you're not as bad as you make yourself sound.
It's got to be the mouse.
On the podcast. And I said, yeah, that's right, bitches.
Yeah. Wait, by the way, in Overwatch, has your favorite hero changed at all? I know you were Team Lucio.
Oh, D.Va now, right? Maybe.
D.Va's fun. Lucio's fun. Torbjorn can be fun. Reaper's all right. My record with Reaper is garbage, so that lessens the fun. But yeah, I like a lot of characters. I don't really have like one that I'm like, this is the guy I want to play. Mm. Like some people are.
I'm Roadhog all the time. I think that I can contribute the most by playing the person I'm most skilled. I know that it meant something. I'll play the healer for sure. Or I'll play Torbjorn on defense, but
if you're really good at one class, be that class.
I was playing competitive with just some random people that I had just met that night, and the girl was playing Mercy every time, which was nice because we always had a healer.
Right.
But she also knew what the fuck she was doing.
Right.
Which is,
and it just works.
Yeah.
Right?
It just is like, please be Mercy every time because we're doing well.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
I brought this. So we're on the esports side. I brought up this, Bobby, if you want to click on that. They did ESPN did an article regarding the international prize pool history, but I wanted to bring it up because do you guys remember what the original prize pool was for this thing?
I thought it was like $40 million.
No, the original one was like $200,000.
I'm sorry.
I believe it was...
You're talking about TI1?
TI1, the very first one. So right now, when this article came out, the prize pool for the next TI, which comes out in a couple weeks... is $18.5 million.
Up from what? Like
that's about
14 million?
No, last year that's it was about that. It was like 18 something.
Oh, but we're not there
way
yet.
Off on
last year's was 18.4 million, but we're going to probably be over 20 million by the time it actually rolls around. But I was just it was an interesting article. I was just seeing how much it has jumped up. They did one of these internationals at like their home base in Seattle or whatever.
Right,
it was like how it's crazy. It's changed. I think the original prize pool was $1.6 million, but that was no compendium. That was like they were doing it.
Yeah,
and
wasn't
that
the one they did the documentary about?
Yeah,
free to play. That was the first time it broke a million.
What was the highest Powerball value again?
Like almost $1 billion.
It was
It was like 900 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah, I think
wow.
So.
Yeah. It was like 1.6 billion or million, and then the next
year. And then
year,
that's not going to one person or one team. That's divided up against
the whole eight teams or whatever.
So that's divided amongst eight teams.
Yeah, that pretty much means 6.6 million for the first place team. I think it's what Evil Geniuses won last year.
Yeah, but the prize pool for the winner actually went down from that. I think one year the it was almost 50% was the for
do all the teams have a coach now? Is that a thing, or is it all of them?
I think so.
Yeah. So that guy's got to get paid,
but
too.
But Dota, I think, is different because you can't have the coach...
In the room?
In the room. Oh. Whereas League of Legends, the coach helps during the drafting phase, and then they walk away. I don't know. Heroes of the Storm, they don't have the coaches either.
They made the change recently. A couple months ago, they made the change where you could have the coach in while the game was going on, but no teams have even used that option. Heroes of the Storm is such a... It depends so much on communication and like immediate communication and split second decision that having a coach in there trying to call shots would not really help. Maybe helping out with the draft a little bit, but it really didn't prove useful.
And the way I see it, though,
would be awesome in the sense that if somebody is like forgetting one tiny detail,
like keeping track of timers or something.
Yeah, timers, boom, exactly.
But Heroes of the Storm doesn't need to keep track of timers because the timers are actually up on the screen.
Yeah, well, you count alts. So if someone uses, like ETC uses his mosh, then you know, okay, at 18 minutes, 32 seconds, his mosh is up again. Look out. So you do count that.
Yeah, okay. But so you could have a coach that does that.
Yeah, not just that, but the coach walking back and forth, seeing all the screens, has the biggest field of view. He's seeing so much more of the map.
But the thing is, in MOBAs, if the individual players aren't looking at the map all the time, like, all the players have that same information because there's no additional information that can be garnered from the big screen. Everybody's just looking at the little map. So the coach is doing the same thing the players are doing.
Yeah. I feel like in HotSu it would just be too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It would just be too much because, I mean, really, every game is like 15, 20 minutes anyway. These are very fast-paced, quick games. Coach is not going to see anything that the players don't.
I could definitely see, like, Dota having a coach in the chat would be helpful because... Mm-hmm. You're worried about last... You have to be paying so much more attention to the screen because you're worried about last hitting and creep denying, as well as, like, they're pulling their camp stacking, and they're, like, pulling the ancients and stuff. There's so much, like,
shit
administrative
going on.
Not only that,
work.
Yeah. Learning the enemy's build also is a huge...
Yeah,
it's a huge role
for sure.
In terms of
so maybe some games it works because the first time I saw it, I was like, "Oh, that's impressive!" Like a guy just walking back and forth.
Yeah,
look at it all. But I'm surprised they're not all using it. But there must be a reason, like Bobby said.
Yeah. Well, the international is starting up soon, and I assume like last year, we'll probably be watching a lot of it together. We'll probably be, especially the grand finals on August 12th and 13th, we'll all be watching. So I'll be in the Discord if anyone wants to join and just chat while we watch that game. I always enjoy that.
So we're not doing anything specific for the finals?
I don't think
too late now, right?
Yeah, too late to get something together. And I mean, I'll tell you the details with the other. We looked into getting a theater, but I don't think that's going to work out. And plus, most of our audience is not here in San Diego anyway, so I'd rather kind of spend that time with actual listeners and friends anyway. Kind of like we did last year. I think all three of us, even David is winning, was there. Like we watched a good amount of Dota.
Okay. I feel like it's like somebody said, Bobby, go out and play with your real friends. I'm going to go play with my online friends.
Yeah. Speaking of real friends and online friends, we actually have an esports celebrity coming local to San Diego. So if you're interested, I believe Nothing from Cloud9 for CSGO is going to be playing locally at GameSync, which is up in Poway. I don't know for sure, but if you drop by...
Is it a convention or is it a store?
It's a LAN center.
A LAN center.
Yeah, it's a LAN center.
GameSync is probably the most well-known.
It's actually up by the... It's up kind of in Miramar. I feel like he's a part owner or something of that because on GameSync's page, he's pretty prevalent on there. And also one of the few groups I am in on Steam is the San Diego Gamers Club.
And I actually found you on there, too. I posted on the same post.
This is so weird. This is kind of like strippers going around doing sets, like the really famous ones at different strip clubs.
It's like a celebrity. It's like a book signing.
Or a titty signing.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's free. Meet Jordan, Nothing Gilbert of Cloud9 at GameSync.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This guy right here.
Who is he? Agrigati, he's the one that messaged me.
He is, I think he is the owner of GameSync. Now, it's almost like GameSync and this club are now joined somehow. And I've been a member of this group for like a long, long time. But I think recently the guy has kind of taken it over and started putting a little new life into it and trying to...
I'll have to join
him. He personally messaged me. Does that mean he's on my friends list or is that
probably on your friends list.
And he personally messaged me.
Yeah, if he messaged you on Steam, he'd have to be on your friends list.
I thought he was just...
Ooh.
He's just one of the fuckboys. I literally, on my Steam friends list, I have three main groups. No, yeah. The first main group is my core, which only has about 12 people, including you guys.
Nice.
And then the second group is Counter-Strike fuckboys. And then the third group is general, where I would take days and days to find one particular person and would rather just use the search bar at that point. So, I guess
I'll find out. What game does he play?
Nothing is Counter-Strike Go. He's part of Cloud9. Okay. So.
They have lots of games there. I think they have a few like teams that practice there for League and possibly a Dota 1. They do not have a Heroes team, but you should check out their website, GameSync in San Diego.
And he's actually playing a local LAN tournament, I believe, and all you have to do is post on the forum to get registered, and you show up, and you get to play with him.
That's
cool. It's really cool.
Get shot in the face multiple times by him.
So to go right into news, this pro soccer player quit, and he's pretty good because he got goal of the year. Well, I don't know how good he is, but he got goal of the year, so I don't know if he got
I don't know Wendell Lira.
Yeah, Wendell Lira. He's Brazilian, but I don't know who he plays for. Anyway, he's quitting this year after he just got goal of the year by FIFA. To go play esports instead. So I don't know if he's like thinking everybody's making all this money or maybe I don't know if he knows how much dedication it takes. But then again, if he's a pro athlete, he knows what dedication is.
I think maybe he is following his truer fashion. I mean, it's almost to me a representation of those. Anybody could be a gamer and an avid gamer, pro athletes that could make thousands, millions playing a sport and would rather earn their money through playing what they actually want to play.
Yeah, he's tired of constantly getting injured and all this. So I hope he likes getting fat though.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting. That's probably the first time. This won't happen again for a few years, I'm sure.
I wonder if there's going to be an athlete like Bo Jackson or who was that dude? Damian, you know who I'm talking about. He was in the Super Bowl and like the World Series at the same time.
Deion Sanders.
You know, someone who plays both esports and real sports.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Yeah, at the same time.
Doesn't seem possible.
Well, more
like, Chad, Mr. No Life.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Yeah,
Chad, you would know more about this. Like a bunch of dudes are fucking retiring from football super early, even though they're at their prime or before their prime, really.
Yeah,
it's because of head injuries and stuff, right?
Yeah, they watched that Will Smith video
specifically. Yeah. Football players, but maybe. I'm a Niners fan, and there was like he played 1 year.
Yeah,
and retired. He was like 24, and he was like one of our best players. Borland was his name, but a bunch of them. 24, 25. The average lifespan of a NFL
it's 5 years, right?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. Okay.
So,
what are you making that a year? You think
a couple million, probably.
Yeah,
but it wasn't not crazy. It's not life changing money.
Yeah,
but he was a smart dude. I think he was a Stanford or something.
Oh, gotcha. So yeah, he can get into esports. Yes.
Well, I can understand, like, the baseball to football, you're using the same body to do the same thing, and I can see how you could be good at both of them. If you're just an athlete, you're an athlete. But going from a Twitch-style game to, you know, going from a pro athlete to a Twitch-style sitting there, and it's just all hand-eye coordination, I just don't see the overlap. There isn't... I know we call it esports, but it's not... You know, it's really hand-eye coordination.
Maybe it'll be like a famous piano player.
Yeah, exactly. I could see more similarities between that. And I think, you know, they've done research and they said that people that are good at video games and stuff, they can do more calculations than the average person. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these sports, you don't need to do a lot of calculations. You know, it's not like something that you need to do. So I think they're more different than we give it credit for.
At the same time, Malcolm Gladwell says that mastery comes from practice and not, doesn't matter how much talent you initially started off with.
I find that to be a fallacy because...
With video games, especially in my opinion.
Because it might be 90% practice and hard work and 10% natural talent, but that 10%, if to be the best of the world, you got to have both that 90% and that 10%.
Sounds
you know
like
what I mean?
A Linkin Park song.
You know, like, if you want to be the best in the world, you have to have all the advantages, not just most of the advantages.
I think I'm saying that, like, somebody that knows how to compete and knows how to practice can do well in other things.
Yeah, for sure.
Deep thoughts.
So Marvel Ultimate Alliance came out for PC on Steam, both 1 and 2, and they just got pretty much universally panned by the viewers. Another situation
This is the one where you pick three dudes and they fight as other people's three dudes?
No. Oh. That's Marvel versus X-Men versus Capcom.
It's a...
No.
It's like, a fighting... Yeah, it's a fighting platform, isn't it? Not platform.
I thought this was like the one that's like kind of isometric.
I looked at the screenshots of this game and I could not figure out what it was.
I played this game. I think it was the one where it's like isometric dungeon crawler, isn't it?
Yeah, uh-huh. But you have a team of three, right?
Oh, yeah, you might
That's what I meant. I wasn't talking about the fighting game.
Yeah. So...
This is like a Star Wars, the Star Wars game you play.
No, this is not Avengers Alliance.
Oh.
This is like a dungeon crawler. This is a
dungeon
crawler.
Oh, okay. This is the one where they come out with a new one every year, kind of.
No.
No, I think they've only come out with two.
What the...
I feel like
no. Maybe it's like no.
I feel like I've played this with you.
This is a dungeon crawler.
Okay. We played the dungeon crawler together.
Yes,
was it called this?
Yes.
Looks like a...
Why are you bringing it up today?
Because it was only on consoles, and then it was released just last week for PC.
This, I remember selling this game when I worked for GameStop, and that was many a years ago.
Yeah, this is like 2009 or so.
Why would they convert this to PC after so many years?
Somebody ported it over, got the you know contract to port it over, and it's pretty much being universally panned. This is another one of these instances, like Batman or like these other ones, where they take a game that's decent on console and just completely shit the bed when it comes to PC. And it's one of those... The reason I bring this up is because I'm so frustrated with these bad ports that it's just ruining...
Was it good on console?
Yeah. These are really good rated games.
Is there not another Dungeon Crawler Marvel on PC?
Yes.
That's like an MMO?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was getting confused
with. Yeah, you're talking about Marvel Heroes.
Yeah.
Okay. You can see my confusion.
No,
Marvel
I
Heroes
can't.
2016.
Fuck Not you guys.
Yeah. So I don't think some of these publishers are realizing how quickly Steam reviews can get out and how negative they can be and how it can impact your sales. And so I'm hoping that people are taking these learning experiences. But then after Batman, they come up with another one like this. People are saying the whole audio is just fucked. Like you hear a whine going throughout the entire game.
Oh,
like
no.
Like that level bad code. And so it's just funny to me that
to me
that
I'm
still
like the
this.
Fact that it's yeah, it was such a horrible port and they didn't do so much work around it and the fact that they waited so long is almost like a money grab that's not working for them at all.
Yeah.
With this game.
What's crazy is that they charge like $40-$50 for these games and they do not falter on that price. Like there's plenty of games that have come out like this that have just been flat out horrible ports and they just remain at the same price point. And
that's how console games are kind of, right? Don't they?
Yeah.
They don't really go down in
it's
price.
It's a different mentality.
Yeah. Well,
console games go down in price though.
Yeah, but
not like PC games.
You don't usually get the console games at a cheap price. Like the original ones. Like you can get resold ones for like a really cheap.
Right.
Oh,
but it's
true.
Not the publisher that's dropping the price.
Right.
Then.
Oh, of
well, you know, like they've got a mentality. The price is $60. If they want to buy it at $60, and then they've got that
it's
reseller's
funny.
Market.
I kind of see like consoles as old Hollywood and the way they do things, and as opposed to like Netflix.
It's
stuff.
Like the brick and mortar mentality and all that
exactly.
stuff. All right. So what else are we talking about?
Outlast 2 delayed till 2017.
You care, Bobby?
I kind of do. I do want to play that game, but I'm fine waiting for it. I don't like when sequels come out like
a year later.
I'll that stock really up bothers on my me. Depends. It gives me time to stock up on my adult diapers.
Yeah, you were supposed to finish Soma, by the way. Did you?
No, I'm still working on
Soma's super busy.
Not scary. Outlast is scary.
Bobby played a lot of games.
Yeah,
he played more than any of us.
Yeah. That's
what was that other game that was listed on the
You got them both.
Yeah.
No, there was another one, Bowl or whatever.
B-O-I, Binding of Isaac.
Oh, yeah. That's Binding of Isaac.
Bowl, best Bowl. Of luck.
That makes a lot more sense than what yeah. I was thinking.
If you pre-order Legion for World of Warcraft, you get the Demon Hunter August 9th, which is cool. Pretty close.
With like a level 100, what are they up to? What's the level
No, Demon Hunters start at level 98.
And then you go to 110?
The cap now is 110.
Mm. I may do this. I've been seriously considering getting back into WoW.
Hey, I pre-ordered already. So if you want to, get down to clown.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I would also get like a free level 90. I think yep. as well. But the thing is, I haven't played WoW in so long. I would need to start at the beginning and just relearn the game.
I'm down to start
so
with
much.
A level one.
Yeah, time,
I might do
man.
That. I yeah, actually
it's so has. Quick to level up.
Oh right.
Yeah,
you can level up to like 40 in like. 2 hours.
Yeah, and I got two more wow. weeks of vacation. So,
yeah, it's
You're
crazy.
Kidding me.
No, it's nuts.
Yeah. It's probably like 5.
Speaking of that, though, yeah. BlizzCon's coming up not too far away. I did buy my virtual ticket because
oh,
the
nice.
Real ticket sold out in literally 10 minutes.
Where I tried is it? To get a, I always forget. LA?
Anaheim.
Anaheim. I went to BlizzCon last year. Did you?
No.
Anaheim's only an hour 15 away.
Yeah. No, it's a quick drive, and I totally would have gone this year, but the tickets sell out so quick, and there's no way to really guarantee yourself one.
Isn't
Is there a lottery, or how is it done?
They do a lottery stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lottery, because they put you in a queue, and they say, do not refresh this page, and then after like 10, 15 minutes, it was like, sorry, we're sold out.
That's how Comic-Con is.
Both times. They sell it 2 days, happened both times.
Oh, so the 2 days have already happened. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back in April. Is when they do it.
Gotcha.
Damn, it'd be so cool if we could get there.
God, better luck next year. And I don't know if it's like Comic-Con.
Guys, we're in a podcast. We should just get...
You know what, dude? Okay. We could have actually got... I have to be more proactive about this because we meet all the criteria to get free like press passes.
I know.
For
so
almost all these things.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So we don't have our game
club. Let's do our homework, Emilio.
We don't have our game club posted
that,
up.
That we recorded 2 weeks
that
ago.
That we recorded 2 weeks ago. We don't have our press passes.
Yeah.
Emilio never asked for
I have
anymore.
Somebody from PC Gamer that wants to do an interview. I have a product, the Ready Desk guys. They're going to come on.
No way, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
So, yeah, all that stuff. We suck.
But enjoy your time at Disneyland, you motherfucker.
Yeah, right?
No, I'm kidding. You needed a day off.
So, a guy paid $1,300 for the early copy of No Man's Sky from the developers that he got it. And then, not per the agreement, he went and posted all the like 26 minutes, and they keep pulling everything he put it on, like YouTube pulled, somewhere else pulled, and then now he's like on fucking Pornhub,
Vimeo,
yeah, yeah,
all oh, the, like, that's the really hilarious. Down
ones. What's the Kanye West one where he's like, I'm not putting it on iTunes. It was like Tidal. Is it on Tidal?
I don't know.
Oh, Tidal, no. Yeah, with the Lemonade album.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
hilarious.
So I think what I'm thinking is this guy thought he was going to put $1,300 down and
get
make
money
the
back.
Money back with all the hits, but it's not working out for him. And plus, he's going to get sued. Speaking of suing, NVIDIA got sued for false advertising on the 970s.
Yeah,
Chad
right.
and I both have 970s.
Same here.
Yeah, so we're going to get
the email.
So, there's no way, there's no method on getting your money yet, but we're all going to get $30 from NVIDIA.
Woo-hoo, it's each. Like a second cool. round rebate. Mm.
Yeah.
It's like $30 or $30
cash. Sorry, NVIDIA, but I'm not sorry.
I'm not sure. I think it's $30 cash, but like if it was $30 cash or like $50 credit towards a card, I totally used it. So hopefully they do that. But that's just me being hopeful thinking, wishful yep. thinking. But still a great card. I'm super happy with my 970.
What was the it was false advertising for the...
It was 3.5 gigs, not 4 gigs.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Because doesn't like some of the gigs have to go towards something or other?
Yeah,
like,
there was a real technical reason.
Yeah.
And
like the hardware is technically 4.
Yeah.
It's not like it doesn't have 4 gigs, but it's like split. And you can only use 3.5 gigs at a time or something like that.
It's like horsepower versus horsepower that actually reached the wheels. You know, useful horsepower on a car.
Sure.
Yeah. And our friend, a really good friend that we used to play a lot of Smite with.
Is this Albert who used to...
No, not Albert.
Oh.
Zaya.
Oh, Zaya. Okay.
Albert's buddy. So he made a game, and it's Pokemon for Steam is what a lot of people are calling it. So it's called m.exe. You've probably seen it on Steam store page. It's a greenlight project, and it got greenlit. So you can buy it now, but it's very early. I believe it's in alpha, maybe beta. And, you know, there's no qualms about it. It's a Poke Stadium, and you go around and you build your guys and stuff. And people are enjoying it. There's only 3 reviews right now, but they're all positive. We're going to have him on and talk about the green light process and how that all works.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
And then also talking about, you know, making a game and how, you know, everything from top to bottom about getting a game on Steam and all that.
Wow.
Nice. God, developer. Wow, that's great. So that'll be awesome.
I actually could probably tag on a couple of developer interviews just by the people that I know through my game Steam Friends list. So I could do some homework. It's a week of doing homework.
So is he doing the art and everything for this?
I don't know. We'll talk about this on the podcast. This is one of these things that, like, we know him so well that I think we could all interview him at once.
Yeah.
You know?
Just kind of have him on for the episode.
Yeah. Anything else from anybody else?
No, I don't believe so.
Chad, give me one fact about pandas.
Fact about pandas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have great panda facts, just because I'm Asian.
They don't like to have sex with each other. They're much
rather in captivity. No, I have the best panda facts,
okay,
too.
Hit it.
Oh, you know how pandas have sex? So, of course, they live in solitary, and they live solitary lives. But when the male panda is ready, he pursues a female panda, and he hovers around her for a couple of days.
Puts on a fly hat.
Just to, you know, kind of make sure that she's digging him. And when she's ready, she will assume the panda position where she will lean, she'll get on her knees, she'll like dig down her head, cover her eyes, and stick up her ass. And then,
like fetal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, like doggy.
Okay.
And then the male panda will come up to her and then come in her. And then after he's done, he just leaves her alone.
How's that different than anybody else's sex?
That's not a panda fact. That's just a fact.
I'm sorry, but I mean, just they close their eyes and get it done with.
No, I think Two Live Crew made a song about that. Face down, ass up. Yeah. That's the way we like to
That's
fuck.
The way pandas fuck.
That's the way pandas fuck.
Oh my gosh, that's so great.
So that's the name of the podcast, I guess?
Mm-hmm. I actually have a funny exit for the podcast, too, that I think Bobby and I were talking about. I'm trying to get a laugh out of you, Emilio, and I will. So everybody knows I'm a bartender. And when people ask me what my shifts are, I go, well, if you can remember that chi-chi equals TTs, that's my shift. So Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, okay. Sundays. So titties.
Titties.
Oh.
So on
titties, everybody.